Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh and Bonnie Chavda by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
Awesome.
There's a specific healing for women with any kind of quote-unquote female problems. It extends to troubled pregnancies, endometriosis, hormonal imbalance, various things to do with your bladder, your uterus. In the name of Jesus now, Lord, there will be none barren among us. And I see specifically, maybe watching online, you may be here, there is some kind of a difficulty with the development of a pregnancy. But I see the Lord opening the umbilical cord and making everything come into harmony and full growth and health for the baby. So we bless you today. Don't be afraid. The Lord who has redeemed you has great plans for you and for this child.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Lay your hands on your neighbor right now. Thank you, Father. And that PSA count.
Amen.
That the doctors that you were alarmed by, or it is, the Lord is going to, he's touching you right now in the name of Jesus. And any shadow of prostate cancer commanded to be gone in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Haraba. Pray in tongues for a moment over your neighbor.
Thank you,
Lord. We are believing for breakthrough.
Amen, Lord.
And depression. I think there are some clouds of depression over a couple of you, maybe several. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. There is someone on social media. You are in touch with this person who has had this cloudiness of depression. You can tell them that they can be healed and they are being delivered in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Give the Lord a clap. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Praise God. Thank you, thank you. Give a hug to your neighbor. Say, miracle, breakthrough. Is that Ken? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Is that Ken Candy? Hey, Ken. Are you here?
Yeah, he's here. I don't think that's a vision. Maybe it is. It could be his angel. He's got some pretty powerful stuff going on. Ken, hello.
Are you?
Marjorie and the kids
been
are well.
Able to successfully? Huh? They're home. Okay. Ken
so
was.
So good to see you.
He is such a servant of God.
He's a member of All Nations Church. Many of you know Ken and Marjorie for years. It's wonderful to have you actually present with the body in the body.
He's served so magnificently as we shared for some number of years in Atlanta. He was always there, just
and still does
serving the Lord. And
we want to release the children for Children's Church.
Yes,
with our blessing, go and have a lot of fun. Miss Ginger, Mr. Bobby, and the moms and dads over there, and all the helpers. Amazing stuff. We heard so many stories of encounters of the children, of the kiddos during the conference and in the Sunday following of just visitation by the Lord and kids getting words of knowledge and praying for healing for one another and testifying right there of the changes that were occurring and a lot of stuff. As we say, they don't get a junior Holy Spirit. It's the same God. So sometimes and often, in fact, children haven't built up those, you know, I know better gates in their mind, at least not about the Lord. So it's beautiful. We're so thankful.
That's awesome. That really registered to me today that you don't get a junior Holy Spirit.
Right.
You get a senior Holy Spirit.
Same one.
Sovereign
Lord.
That's something to think about. I'll be thinking about that all day.
It is true. It's kind of like the laugh thing that I showed, the laugh graph with the statistics of a baby laughs on the average 300 times every single day. But statistics show that by the time we're 35, we're down to 15 times a day. So I put myself on that graph projecting into my eye, and I said, oh my goodness, if I were to keep on that, I'd be laughing 4.3 times a year. Not good. But children, do you see, there's something where children are open. That's why the Bible encourages us when we're born again to become fresh and childlike in that way towards the Lord. And they believe. They believe until, life or grown-ups teach them not to believe. So let's believe today.
Amen. And there is a blessing. Always, always realize the amazing blessing we have that in our nation we have the freedom to come together and worship. And we want to take full advantage of it. And one of the most important messages that our great teacher Derek Prince brought was the consciousness of what amazing strength we have as we realize not only we're exercising faith individually, but as a corporate body that we become God's dynamic and a legislative assembly, that what we pray and declare corporately, that it is the power, atomic power. He talked about the blood, the God's atomic weapon, the blood of Jesus. And it is, as you plead, there's nothing, even today, we pleaded the blood of Jesus. We overcome through the blood. Take that consciousness that you have the victory. Say victory. Victory. Through the blood. And it's speaking blessing for you, blessing your children. But we have to activate it. And the Bible tells us, instructs us, in fact, that as often as we get, even as the day approaches, that means we are living in what we don't. I don't want to go into detail because it would take hours, but we live in that time frame called the end times. With the restoration, the return of the Jewish people to the land after 2,000 years of being away, that's a big sign. Mm-hmm. We are living in a different era. But in that, there will be great outpouring of Holy Spirit, and that we will, even now, there will be darkness will get darker, but light will get lighter, and it'll shine even more brightly. And as we come together, that we are God's assembly in Ephesians 1:22, that we are also His, Ephesians chapter 1, we are His body, the body of Christ on earth. We are in the spirit, in the realm of the way, as far as God is concerned. You are part of the body of Jesus Christ. And that you are, Ephesians chapter 2 says, you are His workmanship. That means, in the Greek, it means the masterpiece of all masterpieces of God. God created the moon, the sun, the Mars. You see the galaxies. You see the amazing ocean. You go to the Pacific Ocean and you can't comprehend. Oh, any ocean, you see miles and miles of ocean, and underneath it is all kinds of thousands of fish and whales and all of that. And it's the creation of God, but how many of you are so impressed by nature when you go to the nation? Nature. I love the mountains, but I am impressed by oceans. I was raised up around oceans. But all of that fun thing, and yet God says, my masterpiece, right, beyond anything, yeah, is my church. Yeah. So it is very powerful for you to treasure the ability and the privilege to be able to come together with a group of people who believe, who have faith,
yeah,
and who will, together with you, will say, hey, you say, my son or my child is having struggles in this area, and you say, take the hand of the hold of the hand, say, I'm going to be praying for your son this week, and there is power in the corporate agreement. So we are the body, we are His masterpiece. We, and also Ephesians 2:19 says, we are the family of God. Say family.
Family.
Familia, if you're Italian. But it means family, even beyond Godfather. Our God is the Father God, and we are God's family. Say family.
Family.
So you never need to feel alone. You are part through the blood of Jesus. No one can argue the mighty work Jesus did. So you have a family. Say, I have a family.
I have a family.
And then we are called, the church is called the temple of God. It is this place of our togetherness. In there is the place, or the dwelling place of the ark of his presence. The supernatural, always we can expect supernatural. Even today, there were in this body, someone had a vision that there were going to be body parts restored, that there are going to be things that you never thought would happen, that miracles happening today, and I'm releasing my faith to believe for that, and that we are also the lovely bride of Jesus Christ. How many of you believe that the bride of Jesus would be the loveliest bride? Yeah. So, reminds me of that song from a funny thing happened on the way to the forum. Lovely, I'm lovely, absolutely lovely, right?
Yes, I believe winsome, radiant,
winsome,
and, you know, as in some dream come true.
Awesome, as in I am winsome, absolutely winsome.
Michael, help.
But I am, you are the bride of Christ. I don't believe Jesus would
marry some old crone.
It's going to be wonderful. I won't go anymore. But it is true. You're part of something very wonderful,
stunning,
and beautiful. And the wonderful contrast of this is just so, is that we are also the army of God.
I like that.
Put on the full armor of God.
Amen.
And take up the sword of the Spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
I think it was Derek, whoever, he says, the bride wears army boots. So she is, she's fierce. She's a warrior. You touch her children and you are dead. I mean, things like that. So there is a fierceness in the church where satanic works are concerned. So there is a call of God for us when we need to put on the full armor, to take. But the reason I was mentioning this is that there was an article I read in a book, in a thing on some theology, that it put together benefits of what we as a church and a corporate are, is that regularly being part of a church predicts long-term marital stability. The more you are together, in that your marriage becomes healthier and healthier. And it's from the Journal of Marriage and Family. So these are scientific studies that attending church is in the National Institute of Healthcare Research. It says church attendance is helpful in the prevention of cancer, heart disease, and mental illness. That's something.
Yeah.
Children who attend church are 4 times less likely to have emotional and mental attacks. That's from the Journal of Chronic Disease. Yeah. People who regularly attend church are more likely to remain married and have a whole life healthy in every area. On average, church attendees stay half as long during hospital stays. That's Duke University. I mean, these are all in the natural now, the studies that talked about this supernatural picture. this was, for me, was unbelievable. Southern Medical Journal. Those attending church are 5 times less likely to require antibiotics. I never thought of that. Duke University study. There is lower blood pressure among men who attend church versus those who do not. So if you struggle with blood pressure, come to church. That's an unusual research thing. And there's an additional, this is a demography magazine called Demography. There's an additional average life expectancy of 7 years for faithful church attenders.
Isn't that something?
How many of you want your husband to live long? How many of you don't want your husband to live long?
Gentlemen, if your wife starts saying on Sunday morning, it's okay, honey, you sleep in. Get up and get to church.
And then UCLA School of Medicine, people attending church report a 50% higher weekly average family income. That's something.
Wow, come on.
David Larson's National Institute of Mental Health. Churchgoers have fewer heart attacks than non-churchgoers. And UCLA School of Medicine, again, those who attend religious services in their youth have about 11,000 more in yearly income by their early 30s. Crime, values, and religion study. Cities with high church attendance have the lowest crime rates. The American Medical News. People attending church are physically healthier and less depressed. Alcohol abuse is 300% less for those who attend church regularly. Again, the UCLA School of Medicine. And those who are from a family that has not earned as much, as they attend church regularly, their income automatically starts going higher.
I came across
this study and I said, wow, that's something. I want to live longer.
Make sure you're in church.
And prosper. It's Spock himself saying to you, attend church, live long, and prosper.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah. Isn't that amazing? Mm-hmm. Every aspect of a family's life, a person's life, is benefited, blessed, and increased to the good just by regularly being present in the gathering of the bride, the temple, the body, the family, the army of God. So, God bless you today. Welcome. You just got healthier, richer, happier, more stable, less depressed. Come on.
Amen.
That's stunning. That's amazing.
It is. So it's not only just the scripture that tells you the benefits.
Yeah, because church is not just an idea. It's not a theological idea. It is actually a metaphysical, supernatural, and natural reality that we're participating in. And that is the mystery of the covenant that has been cut through the body of the God-man. This thing that Jesus has done historically, very well scientifically grounded. That's why we have the Apostles' Creed, not because it's a reciting of a bunch of theological ideas that somebody made up, but it's a recounting of the actual human history of the incarnation, of the appearing of the Lord Jesus, of God in the flesh, his work to redeem the human race, the after effects and historical sightings and you know, of all of that. And that's where the Apostles' Creed came from. And then, of course, you know, the summation of it is the forgiveness of sins, the communion of saints, the eternal life. Hallelujah. You're living forever right now. You're living forever right now. Your life began, true, when you were born, before you were born in the womb, your life began. God had intended that you would be an eternal person. And then, as you were born again, recreated, revived, made awakened, and joined with Him as one in salvation, now living in you is the sovereign Lord, who, if before the Lord comes, your days happen to tick off and you lay down in this body, you are not, your life is not ending. You're just getting an upgrade. You are getting an upgrade. We need to remind one another daily that we're eternal. We're not slowly moving towards death. No, we're gloriously marching towards life and abundant life. Wow. Supernatural people. And that's why you can change the atmosphere wherever you are. Suddenly, because the Spirit of the Lord is on you, people are hungry. Humans need God. And you have Him. So in whatever way He wants to minister to everybody around you, He's present in you to do that. Praise the Lord. The body of Christ is amazing. The body of Christ is amazing. The body of Christ, Dietrich Bonhoeffer wrote that the only hope for the human race and for the natural world is the fact that Jesus' body still lives in the earth through His church. So you're the hope of the world. Look at your neighbor. You are the hope of the world. You are the hope of the world. Wow.
Amen. Amen. And we give it, and all the credit, always know that it's our foundation. So we want to never wander off from the primary truth, which, let me read a scripture from Hebrews 10:19 says this: having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which He hath consecrated for us, through the veil, that is to say, His flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful, that promise. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. So we are blessed. Basically, we give it all credit to Jesus Christ, who through His own sacrifice that we enter in beyond the curtain, the veil, the curtain, you can go into the presence of God. That's what He says. So we end up with our great debt to the Lord, the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. But through Him, we enter. If I can picture, I shared this a little, but I want to share even this morning of what I had talked about on Friday night a little. But I remember after Bonnie and I went often to the Congo, which was one of the poorest and least developed nations in Africa, mostly because of total corruption from the head, from the top. But they gave us, a lot of those leaders got saved. The prime minister, including, came to the Lord through our ministry. I led him to the Lord, where he knelt, came and knelt before me and received Jesus Christ as his Savior, the prime minister of the Congo, that time called Zaire. And then he tried to do certain things to bless us and help us in our outreach. But one of the things I remember, we had been ministering in the Congo for nearly 6.5 weeks. And most of the places in the interior, you barely got any kind of normal food if you got some kind of rice. And a lot of the meats that would be available, you would not want to partake.
Makaku.
Which is?
Makaku. Say makaku. I walked into a restaurant with my interpreter and driver one afternoon as we were out ministering to the folks in a particular village. And the restaurant had some stuff painted on the wall. And one of them said, Makaku. So I said, Kanguti, what's Makaku? He said, oh, Pastor Bonnie, that's the best. We love that. We love that. I said, what is it? He said, monkey.
It was monkey meat. And
then I remember
flying
back out of there in a single engine plane, very hot, and this aroma began to arise from the little luggage area and increased. I suspected there was a dead body in the luggage compartment. I looked at Kanguti, I said, what is that smell? Said, we got Makaku. And indeed, they were taking some home, because everybody at home was waiting for this lovely delicacy that was gonna come, you know, back to Kinshasa from the bush.
That's why when I would come home from the mission, I would be hopping around a lot because of the monkey meat. Not really.
They also gave us an urn full of ants.
Yeah.
Live ones.
Live
the big ones that bite you like
crazy.
There
were six bowls.
I only have one terrible memory, and I was thankful for duct tape.
We
in
gave
a plane.
But that's the protein they had. That's the only protein, some of the protein available. But anyway, all of that to say.
You did that. What did you do that for? Shoot that rabbit.
Well, no. Wait a minute.
Oh,
there is a conclusion.
Oh, okay.
So, as I was flying out, me and my partner, our assistant, the prime minister saw to it. There was a Lufthansa flight, I believe, from Kinshasa to Europe. And said, he's my friend, give him an upgrade. So we had an economy ticket. And at that time, Lufthansa, when you got into first class, so we had been eating just the simplest, undelicious food for me. And then we went into the business of first class. It was one and same. And they drew the curtain. We were in the section. We had an upgrade. Say upgrade.
Upgrade.
And the banquet started. They gave us, I remember the lady gave us some of the best, biggest ham sandwich. And I devoured it. After 6 weeks of Makaku and other stuff, I want to tell you, that ham sandwich was the most delicious. And I looked behind, and the curtain was drawn. And we were in that other section. And we had the best food in the world after nearly 7 weeks of a near starvation. I so enjoyed it. All of that to say, God says, through the blood of Jesus, you can go beyond the curtain into the presence of God. You have an upgrade.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So you can go beyond the curtain.
Amen.
Glory. The other thing I'll barely touch on this is that I've been praying this week for our friends. And I want to remind you to just, we really need to pray all that. Wonderful rain we have been having. It's an astounding amount of rain we have had, haven't you? And when it comes as a deluge. Woof! And but we want to say, thank you, rain. Go to Redding.
Yes.
Go to Northern California.
Yes.
We bless that because they are.
Yes.
They getting really, and so these challenges this last 2-3 months, if you remember last month, we were praying for those Thai teams, the little, those 12 boys, and they had, the monsoon rains had taken over, and they were inside the cave, and they would have drowned. There was so much water that they couldn't come through, and we were praying, and all of them came through safely. Now we've been praying for our friends. We've been in constant touch with Bill Johnson and Benny Johnson about the fires. And so if you look at...
It's raining.
Is it raining out there? Outside here?
Yeah, can't you hear it?
I think maybe... Thank you, Lord. We send you to California. We bless you. Thank you, Lord, for the rain. And we send you. Hallelujah. So we have been praying, and now we also, now I hear it.
Yeah, Lord, do your work. Do your glorious work. Lord, we know you hear not only our prayers, you hear our very conversations. And we are speaking of our precious family and all of the folks in Redding and the surrounding regions in California, especially Northern California and in Mendocino County, as well as in Redding. And Lord, we do pray. Your word says the Spirit of the Lord has come on me like rain to give beauty for ashes. And we pray now, Lord, for a wondrous and glorious ransom of the entire city of Redding, and especially that you would cause Bethel and all of the families connected to rise and shine in this moment like never before, that your glorious gospel might be proclaimed to their city and from there beyond to the world.
That is... And you used a phrase that we put it in context. It's so awesome. It's Isaiah 61, and part of the whole thought. And you see that repeated, but somewhat in a summary form in Luke chapter 4, where Jesus shares a part of this. But in Isaiah 61, he says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings, good news." Say good news.
Good news.
"To the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound." By the way, that's an often, when you pray for different people, really, so be open for the Holy Spirit to tell you that the root for many people's, the hurt, the failure, the yoke they're carrying, is the reason is from way back.
Thank you, Lord.
Their heart was broken.
Yeah.
Sometimes even little kids are prayed for. I mean, they're grown up now, but that broken heart came when they were little kids, and they're still carrying that burden. So that aspect of the Holy Spirit coming on us, where you have gone through a season of hurt and broken, later on it manifests in addiction, habits of addiction, because, and you pray for the addiction and you see the addiction, but the root cause is the broken heart. So often when we pray for people, I hope we can be able to get out to proclaim.
No better place to be. It makes us richer, happier, more stable.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to those who are bound. That's all, such a great promise. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. To comfort all who mourn. To console those who mourn in Zion. To give them beauty for ashes.
Amen, Lord.
Say beauty for ashes.
Beauty for ashes.
The oil of joy for mourning.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. That he, Say he.
He.
May be glorified.
May be glorified. And look, Mahesh, it goes on to say, I mean, I'm just so thinking of the literal natural scenes of the devastation that has been wreaked around Reading through these fires. And the trees are all burned. And the houses are heaps of ashes, so on and so forth. And here it is right in Scripture, the very specific promise of the Lord. And it says, they shall rebuild the old ruins, raise up the desolations, repair ruined cities and desolations of generations. And then it goes on to say, you'll be called the priests of the Lord, the servants of our God. You'll eat the riches of the Gentiles. And the last verse says, the Lord will clothe you like a bride.
How about that?
Hallelujah. Do your work, Lord. Your glorious work in your church, in the earth, here from sea to sea. Yay, from Charlotte, Fort Mill, Rock Hill, Monroe, Lancaster, all the way to Reading, in Jesus' name.
And that's a promise that we can all take.
Yeah.
That where there have been past hurts, pains, shadows, God gives you a promise. It's a new day, and I will restore and give you, instead of all the ruins and the ashes, I'm giving you beauty for ashes and the oil of joy for mourning. So if any spirit of grief you may be carrying this morning of things in the past, God says, you know, and it may be past relationships, past memories, past moments. God says, but now, today is a new day, and I'm doing a new thing in your life. Welcome my Holy Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Say, the Spirit of the Lord,
the Spirit of the Lord
is upon me. And my family.
And my family.
My children.
My children.
My grandchildren.
My
great-grandchildren.
Great-grandchildren.
Sure. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
So we pray blessing Amen. On those people who have gone through those fires. And may God. And we have so many wonderful, you know, we need to thank God for America. There are so many people already actively involved. We have been in touch, and there are so many good organizations that are being used to help all the families that have gone through loss. And this, you know, we also had that same heart for, and we gave financial blessing when the floods came to Texas, and we sent a lot of material help and financial help for those regions. And West Coast are a little far, but we pray. And we know there are organizations that are helping. And I saw where there was this man who went and rescued the animals. So when the people had to evacuate, they left from horses to pets to even deer. So this man had a picture, he had a little deer in his arms. And he was rescuing. I said, God bless America, that we are not only extending mercy to people, but even the deer and God's kingdom, animal kingdom, that we are thinking of them and helping them. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. So, praise God. All righty. Michael, are you there? He is going. And so let's stand. May this, we're going to confess together some of these things, like the scripture in Isaiah 43, we talked about it some, that he has promised, when you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel. And then he talks about that he forms you Fear not, I have redeemed you. I've called you by name. You are mine. Therefore, when you pass through the waters, I'm with you. When you go through the fire, you shall not be burned. So in the physical realm, we'll talk about Redding, California, and the surrounding country. But for us all, we receive that, and we confess that. And the other part, that the Spirit of the Lord is giving us beauty for ashes. So raise your hands. We claim this for each and all of us and our families. The Spirit of the Lord is upon us. The Lord is anointing us to preach good news to the poor. He's sending us to heal the broken hearts, to proclaim liberty to the captives. Opening of the prison doors.
Opening of prison doors.
To those who are bound.
To those who are bound.
We proclaim
the acceptable year
of the Lord's favor. We are going to console. Those who are mourning. God, you are giving us this day. Beauty for ashes.
Beauty for ashes.
The oil of joy. For mourning. The garment of praise. For the spirit of heaviness. We may be called.
Trees of righteousness.
Planting of the Lord. So he may be glorified. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I would like the healing team to come up here. Please, there may be some, all the healing team line up here, but if you're specifically carrying the spirit of heaviness, and it just, you will know what I'm talking about. I don't have to go into too many details, but depression, anxiety, those are real things, and God says, I have an answer for you. So get deliverance, let the Lord heal the past stuff that may be haunting you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Praise God. In Jesus' name. Get prayer. If you need healing specifically, come, we'll anoint you with oil and lay hands on you for healing. There's some you need to give your life to Jesus Christ. Do so. Come up and say, pray for me. I need to give. Or get filled with the Spirit. And some, I told you about the benefit of being part of a body of believers. God may, I believe some, the Lord's telling you, you need a family. This is the Lord's telling you to come, join this family of God. And may just walk with all the benefits we talked about. Low blood pressure. No depression.
Longer life. Longer life.
And a blessed marriage. All of these really will help. Come on up. Now, what are we going to sing?
Sing Welcome Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Amen.
So if you need prayer of agreement for anything.
Baptism in the Holy Spirit.
Come.
Be filled.
Thank you. Don't forget
Welcome
the watch
Holy Spirit.
Friday nights. And,
sorry, Michael, can I interrupt? One more thing was, I just wanted you to remember, and you could sign up. We are going to, after September 4th through 24th, we're going to be on a corporate 21-day fast for several important issues for us as family, individuals, and for our nation. Amen. Thank you.
Welcome, Holy Spirit.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh and Bonnie Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.